South Korean President Moon Jae-in is in Beijing on a mission.
The top priority of my visit to China is on recovering mutual trust.
The new Liberal president of South Korea has his work cut out for him. Beijing is still furious over a US anti-missile system South Korea installed to protect itself from North Korea. Mr. Moon is attempting to quell Chinese fears the THAAD system could be used to spy on its territory.
South Korea will be extremely careful from here on out that the THAAD system is not invasive of China's security. South Korea has received promises from the United States multiple times regarding this.
China's retaliation against South Korean businesses through unofficial boycotts is estimated to have cost them $10 billion. And the number of Chinese tourists visiting South Korea has almost halved. Macquarie University's Dr. Bates Gill, an expert on China policy, says there are lessons for Australia from China's treatment of South Korea.
It's always been the case, as Australia has become increasingly dependent economically, or through trade at least, increasingly trade dependent on China, that this was a threat out there that could be used against Australia at some point.
Australia could be reaching that point, having angered China over its measures to curb foreign influence. The Turnbull government announcement has been interpreted as aimed at China. But Dr. Bates says it's unlikely any retaliation would be as clear as a centrally generated edict.
Sometimes I think local leaders, local businesses, local regulatory agencies believe they're doing the right thing, taking up a kind of patriotic action in response to what they know has been a national story of concern.
It could hurt Australia's tourism market, with Chinese visitors estimated to be worth $10 billion a year to the economy. Dr. Bates also named universities that rely on full fee-paying Chinese students as a potential target, but says any action would be at arm's length from Beijing.
It could be justifiably argued that the reason for the downturn in Chinese student numbers in Australia is because students began feeling unwelcome here, owing to all this business about Chinese coercion and illicit activities.
The Global Times newspaper published an editorial warning that the esteem with which Chinese regard certain Western countries will be downsized as it becomes necessary for Beijing to retaliate. China needs to figure out tactics that can silently make Western institutions and individuals truly feel the pain. Bates Gill says the use of the word silently is significant.
Suggests to me the possibility of some forms of cyber activity, maybe something similar to what we believe the Russians have done in Europe and in the United States.
But leading economist Tim Harcourt believes China has a lot more to lose by taking punitive action against Australia.
China's very dependent on us in terms of energy and food. So cutting South Korea off at the knees temporarily wouldn't do as much damage to China as doing the same thing to Australia. If they took measures against Australia in terms of trade, they'd be really hurting Chinese consumers and businesses more than Australian businesses.